This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. By an 8-to-1 vote Thursday, the Fort Worth School Board approved a later start to the upcoming school year. Classes will now begin September 8th, 3 weeks later than planned. Before trustees voted, they heard dozens of opinions expressing the pros and cons of in-person versus online-only learning. 79 people signed up, including Julie Foster. Her daughter's about to start second grade.
I feel most comfortable in the in-person learning, largely due to the recommendations of the American Academy of Pediatrics. I believe this is who we need to be listening to in regards to school decisions. Personally, my daughter needs to be in school for her emotional, mental, and social well-being. I believe that if safety protocols are enforced, the risks do not outweigh the rewards for our children.
Foster's was the minority view. Most speakers were teachers, a lot also parents, who said schools should not open yet for in-person learning. It's too dangerous. Israel Contreras has taught in the district for 16 years and worries COVID-19 will appear once students and teachers get back together.
We don't have to guess what happens when we open. Numbers go up after schools open. The American Association of Pediatrics said schools needed to start back, but when that began to be used for mass openings, the AAP president immediately qualified that statement by saying that schools should not open in the middle of COVID outbreaks. We are in the middle of a COVID outbreak.
Once classes start in Fort Worth, they'll be online only for the first 4 weeks. I'm Bill Zeebel.